Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
Playing If That's the Sound, What is the Story? Here's what we had for you today.
What did he say?
And we don't blame you. It was a little bit vague today, but it is something that we came across on TikTok. A guy called Adrian Byrne and an unfortunate misunderstanding on a date.
Let me tell you, this is gas.
I went on a date last night and she said, what's your love language? And I said, physical touch. She started wetting herself laughing and I was like, what's so funny? She said, did you just say pissing in a church? I said, no, it's a physical touch.
I mean, I'm not hearing it myself, but like, we had an unfortunate misunderstanding on Gimme 5 only last week, where I gave a listener creatures that fly.
Yeah.
As a category. And he started in with like snake and snail. And we were like, hang on a second, creatures that fly. He thought I'd said creatures that slide.
he said snail.
Yeah. Which again, I would have, you know, given him if that is actually what I'd said. We had to do a big investigation, listening back. I stand by the fact that I said fly, but the mishearings, they happen, Matthew.
They do happen. I get them all the time. Like, I mishear everything. I wouldn't have copped that if he hadn't said it in the clip.
So did you actually think he was going with peeing in a church instead of physical touch?
Yeah, I actually saw this on TikTok. Like, if you listen to it again here.
I went on a date last night and she said, what's your love language? And I said, physical touch. She started wetting herself laughing and I was like, what's so funny? She said, did you just say pissing in a church? I said, no, I said physical touch.
I thought for a second it was. I know it sounds slow now looking back, but I genuinely thought he said pissing in a church.
Where do the most common mishearings, misunderstandings, and just you thinking someone said something completely different to what they actually did happen? Because I'll be honest, I think it's mostly with songs.
I think so too. We've found a couple, haven't we?
Like, if you are listening to Leona Lewis, she was a former X Factor winner, and she had the song Bleeding Love. There are people who think she's saying, you called me a banana. So,
you cut me open and
I mean,
yes, I hear that.
Leona Lewis, I'm not getting it myself, but fair enough. Beyonce is a classic one. She came out with Single Ladies. What some people were hearing was, I own a single lettuce.
I would not have thought this either. It's only when you said it. That's when I was like, I can't unhear lettuce now.
What have you misheard? If it's been in songs, if it's been in real life, and has it ever got you into trouble? 0871 102 107. Seems Frozen, Let It Go from Frozen, the absolutely massive song. Are you hearing The Pasta's in the Pan?
The pasta's in the pan.
It's only when you say it, I'm telling you now.
Are we ruining the songs for you for all time? Like, if we go back to, I think, 2011, in and around that time, a heartbreak anthem of its time, Christina Perry. It was meant to be Jar of Hearts. What do you think people were hearing?
Running around, leaving scars, collecting your jar of hearts.
Yes, Jar of Hearts. That's,
yeah,
that's and what
running around, leaving scars. Yeah, I couldn't hear anything else. Childish. I thought that was Twilight for a second, but no. And there was, what was another one did you say?
Did you say it was a TV theme tune that you were not quite getting the first time around?
Yeah, it was. So if you had a real childhood, you would have watched this song right here, or this show, should I say.
If you open up your mind,
here we go. Wait for it. What did he say at the end, do you think?
I have no idea, Matthew.
It's going to take some time to realise, is what it sounds like. But it's actually Realign.
Oh, that's very corporate speak, isn't it?
Yeah, for a kids show like that, I was like, Realign.
Now, you're going to have to remind me, what theme song is that actually from?
I actually didn't say. I was hoping you'd know, Fionnuala. Do you not know?
I know I've heard it. I don't know what it's called.
Drake and Josh.
Very
Drake
good.
Bell, Josh Peck, iconic golden TV that's not around anymore.
We asked you, what songs have you been mishearing? And Ed, I think, is going to send us on a new quest completely.
Hey guys, Ed and Mayo. Not sure what the name of the song is, but one of Katy Perry's songs, I keep thinking it's How to Catch a Fish.
How to Catch a Fish?
So Katy Perry has Firework.
Yeah. Teenage Dream.
Teenage Dream, Waking Up in Vegas.
California Girls.
Hot and Cold.
Yeah, I cannot think of it. I'm blank here, and I've been to see Katy Perry recently.
So, go again, remind us what Ed thinks it is.
What does he think it is? Let's see.
Hey guys, Ed and Mayo. not sure what the name of the song is, but one of Katy Perry's songs, I keep thinking it's How to Catch a Fish.
How to Catch a Fish. Can you tell us, what song is Ed even thinking of? Because we're blanking. Katy Perry, How to Catch a Fish.
087-1102-107.
Hey! Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6. I